In Texas, it's David Knight.
Well, it's the Monday after Friday the 13th. And we're going to talk about the deja vu all over again. This is something that we have seen over and over again. We're going to take a look at, actually I'm going to give you a red pill for chemical attacks. It's very useful. Whenever somebody shouts there's a chemical attack, you just take this red pill. We're going to lay this out, what's been happening for a long time here. We're also going to talk about what happened on the ground. Was it mission accomplished? If so, what was the mission? We're going to talk about what's next. More sanctions, of course. We have ground troops that have amassed on the border for war games in Jordan. Are these going to be moved in? Because we've got McCain and others saying, no, we can't pull out those 2,000 troops. Let's put some more in to Syria. And then we're going to talk about the Globalist Alliance. But we're also going to talk about James Comey. I look at this press conference, well, not press conference, but this long interview that he did with George Stephanopoulos. And I call it a comedy routine. James Comey and his routine. And this is a lot of shtick that we have seen for a very long time. And it's amazing how angry the Democrats are as well, because he's throwing people like Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama under the bus, not just Hillary Clinton. And so you've got some Democrats out there saying that he is a lying renegade and self-absorbed, self-promoting. Pretty accurate, I think. I think both the Republicans and the Democrats have got James Comey's number. But we're going to do a little bit of an expose on James Comey as well. And, of course, we're going to be looking at what's going on with the TPP. We have Alex Newman is going to be joining us in the show. This is the very first thing that President Trump did. He said, we're going to get rid of the TPP. And he stopped it. And that was an excellent thing. But now he's saying, well, maybe we'll get back in. A lot of pressure from big business groups. Well, maybe we'll cut a better deal and we'll get back in. This is never about a better deal. TPP was not a bulwark against Chinese unfair trade practices. That's the way the Koch brothers and other open trade people were selling it. Oh, you got to do this because otherwise we're going to be pwned by the Chinese. The same people are saying, don't put any sanctions on the Chinese. We're saying the TPP is going to protect us from the Chinese. This was, folks, not even about trade fundamentally. It was about our sovereignty. Being able to shut down specific industries and so forth, just as Barack Obama did to the coal industry. He said, we're going to shut that down. Yeah, you can build a coal plant if you want, but it'll bankrupt you. We'll make sure that it bankrupts you. And that's what they were doing with the TPP, as well as the Paris Climate Accord. Both of those things had different justifications, but the end result of both the Paris Climate Accord as well as the TPP was to set up supranational organizations that were going to dictate to the United States what we could and couldn't do. They were going to create a global tax to fund a global government. It was fundamentally about taking away our sovereignty, our control over ourselves. Just look at what happened in the Brexit EU debate. One of the big issues that they talked about, very first issue when you look at the people who were the part of the Leave camp, they were saying, look at the fact that British fishermen are not allowed to fish in the waters that they have fished in for millennia under the EU rules. They're going to limit how they fish there. That is precisely what the TPP and the Paris Climate Accord were about. They weren't about creating a better deal. That completely misses the point. And if President Trump is going to try to, quote unquote, get a better deal on NAFTA and on TPP, he's not seeing the big picture. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about whether that is something that he's genuinely serious about reversing now. This is not looking good on multiple fronts. So stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
In Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We had James Comey's long anticipated, well, actually, most of the interesting information in it was already leaked out. It was kind of anticlimactic what he did last night on 60 Minutes. They kind of scooped themselves. But it's his it's book tour. He's trying to sell books. And quite frankly, folks, he's going down the same path as Michael Wolff. He's turning this into a tabloid, which undermines anything, any credibility that he might have with any of this information. But I want to tell you what the Democrats said about this. This is Lanny Davis talking about longtime Clinton insider. Talking about James Comey, let's play video clip number four.
Right. More than yet, yes, it's a violation of due process to reveal what an investigator is doing in a federal investigation. It is also a firing offense to publicly reveal what you're doing in a criminal investigation. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said it's a false choice to say conceal versus speak. A federal investigator must be silent before an indictment so someone can get due process. Moreover, Mr. Comey is lying when he said he was, quote, obligated to write that letter because he promised Congress. He now knows that that's a false statement. A knowing false statement is a lie. He knows all he said to Congress is, I will, quote, look at new information. He never said, I will turn over something to you where I haven't looked. Had he looked first, we now know it took 6 days to determine there was nothing there and Hillary Clinton would be president, but he's now lying on all his television interviews.
Oh, yeah, she would have won except
tonight
for that.
On
right.
ABC, which I saw a clip of, where he says he was, quote, obligated to do so because he promised Congress. That is a knowing falsehood because he knows the facts, and I call it a lie.
That is not a Republican spokesperson. That is not somebody from the Trump administration. That is Hillary Clinton's own Lanny Davis calling James Comey a lying renegade narcissist. He pretty much nailed it. I think I'd be hard-pressed to distill Comey and his character into three better adjectives there. A lying renegade narcissist. He basically is a law unto himself. And it was pretty amazing, as I've said many times, I don't need to know anything else about James Comey other than that press conference around 4th of July weekend where he said, we've reviewed this, we found that she committed multiple felony violations, but I've decided that it's not in our best interest to prosecute her. Oh, really? But don't you try this at home. And then sends the guy that took a couple of snapshots of his bunk area or whatever in the submarine that were instantly classified as confidential by default. You know, just like Hillary Clinton's conversations with foreign heads of state are instantly automatically classified as above top secret. But he goes to jail for taking a couple of, you know, confidential is nothing, folks. Nothing. When I was getting a job as an intern, when I was going to college in engineering, and I was working for some people, and it was very, very low level work that I was doing as an intern over the summer. I needed a confidential clearance that consisted of them talking to my next door neighbors. You know this guy? Yeah. He's lived here for several years. Oh, okay. He's done. I mean, that's the kind of vetting that you go through to get a confidential clearance. It's nothing. It's nothing. But they sent that poor man, and I talked to him after President Trump pardoned him, which was the right thing to do. He should have been taken out of jail earlier. But he served his entire time in jail and then was pardoned by President Trump. At least that lets him get some of his life back. He shouldn't have gone to jail in the first place, and he should have been pardoned and taken out of jail when President Trump took office. Nevertheless, eventually, they did the right thing. But Comey and the Justice Department did not do the right thing. And that's all you really need to know about him. All the rest of this stuff is a bunch of sour grapes because you had a lifetime high-ranking federal official who believed that he was above the law as well. Because people like Comey and McCabe, no matter how incompetent, no matter how corrupt, no matter how dishonest, they are never supposed to lose their job. What an outrage that these people would be fired. Nothing ever rises to the level that a career bureaucrat in Washington should ever lose their job. That is what Washington is so outraged about. That's it in a nutshell, folks. It's their self-centered egotism, their sense of entitlement to lifetime employment, no matter what they do, no matter how incompetent, no matter how corrupt. That's the bottom line. But going back to all of this stuff, he has, in his confessions, and of course, we've only seen 1 hour of, I think, 5 hours of interviews that they had with him. And then there's the book. He's probably going to have some other mea culpas in there as well. The big mea culpa, of course, that everybody's been talking about is the fact, relating to what Lanny Davis was saying about this expose just before the election. He was saying, well, I knew based on the polls, and this is President Trump called him out on that, said how corrupt, what a slime ball he is on this. He knew according to the polls, didn't he, that Hillary Clinton was going to be president. So he had to protect her presidency. Really? We've been talking about how politicized the FBI was. Now there's no question about it. No question about it. He admitted to doing that. It seems to me like that should be a crime. If you're going to put your thumb on the scales to help one candidate or the other. And so he did that, let that set for a couple of days, and then pronounced her exonerated. Exonerated. And I don't think that it hurt Hillary Clinton. I think the stuff in the summer hurt her. I think the corruption that was released by an insider, it was a whistleblower talking about the corruption within the DNC. It was not a Russian hack. And that has kept us on this road that has left us going to Syria, getting involved yet again in Syria. And we're going to talk about that in the next break. But again, James Comey tossed Loretta Lynch and Obama under the bus. This is some of the things he said. Contributing to this problem, he said, regrettably, was President Obama. He had jeopardized the Department of Justice's credibility in the investigation by saying in a 60 Minutes interview on October the 11th, 2015, that Clinton's email use was, quote, a mistake that was not endangering national security. Then on Fox News on April 10th, 2016, he said that Clinton may have been careless, but did not do anything to intentionally harm national security, suggesting that the case involved overclassification of material in the government. And he says, President Obama is a very smart man who understands the law as well. So I just don't, to this day, I don't know why he would do that. Well, why did you do it, Comey? Because you did the exact same thing a couple of months later. And of course, we know that he had already made up his mind, and Peter Strzok had told him how to let Hillary Clinton off easy. Already made up their mind before they did the so-called official interview. I think the time I said at the very beginning, and I still believe that tarmac meeting was to give her a heads up on the questions, because even though they said they didn't have her under oath, even though they were not recording this, if there was an honest FBI agent in the room and she answered something that was inconsistent, that could get her into a lot of trouble, even not being under oath. Remember, Michael Flynn was not under oath. You just talk to an FBI agent and you give him inconsistent details about the most minor things. Evidence of that is Scooter Levy, that President Trump just pardoned. I think that really was a sign to these people that, you know, he can pardon these people and not be jacked around by this. But, yeah, and then the other thing that comes out of all this This is admission over and over again that President Trump was very concerned. He said, I want you to get rid and shut down. I want you to prove it false, this dossier stuff that's out there. And the duplicitous, immoral aspect of Comey showing this to him, intimidate him on this, and that's what it was really about. And even Stephanopoulos said, but didn't you tell him that this was opposition research, or let's say opposition fiction from the DNC? I mean, he wants to call it opposition research, but it isn't. I think the whole thing, all the moral posturing that Comey is out there doing, talking about how he has a higher loyalty, saying that President Trump isn't medically unfit, but he's morally unfit to be president. All of this stuff, as was pointed out by The Hill, he has jumped the shark when he starts mocking President Trump's hairstyle and his facial coloring and so forth. He makes it clear exactly what this guy is about. He is a political operative, one of the most corrupt ones. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in Syria. I'm not going to go after President Trump on a personal basis. This is about politics. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like I have a noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few
bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the Super Female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing that I would suggest, it's Nascent iodine. Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Tennessee that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Or did we? Or did we? I want to play for you what Secretary of Defense Mattis said about the Syrian attack, but I want you to keep in mind, this was a year ago. Short of 2 days. This is April the 17th. 2017 today is April the, let's see, what are we here? We're the 15th, 16th. Today we're 16th, right? So this is 1 day short of a 1 year anniversary. And here is Secretary Mattis talking about the 2013 raid, which he said last week was not about sarin. He said there wasn't any sarin gas there. So the whole premise of the raid that happened a year ago was false. But here's Secretary Mattis, 1 year short of a day, 1 year ago. It's Groundhog War Day. Here's President or Secretary Mattis.
Gentlemen, I previously released a statement on the U.S. military's response to the Syrian regime's use of chemical weapons.
Which he now says didn't happen.
It was an appropriate time now for General Vattel and me to update you on the military action itself. Last Tuesday, on the 4th of April, the Syrian regime attacked its own people using chemical weapons. I have personally reviewed the intelligence, and there is no doubt the Syrian regime is responsible for the decision to attack and for the attack itself.
And he's now saying that again.
In response to the attack, our government began a deliberate process led by the National Security Council to recommend diplomatic and military options to the president. We met over several days, and I spoke with some of our allies. The National Security Council considered the near-century-old international prohibition against the use of chemical weapons, the Syrian regime's repeated violations of that international law, and the inexplicably ruthless murders the regime had committed. We determined that a measured military response could best deter the regime from doing this again. As always,
all right, we don't need to continue to hear the rest of this. That was April the 17th. It'll be a 1 year anniversary tomorrow, 2017. Sound familiar, doesn't it? Mattis said, I'm absolutely convinced this happened. Now he says the so-called chemical gas attacks in 2013, 2017 did not happen. But now he's saying, oh, but this one I'm absolutely certain. I'm absolutely. We've been told by Theresa May, by Macron, and by Nikki Haley, that they happened. So they happened. They don't have any evidence. They just have the word of the White Helmets and the Army of Islam that it happened. And so on the basis of that, we're doing it again. And remember that when that happened, when those missiles were fired, that President Trump was at a meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping. And he kind of stops and he kind of brags about that. And I guess Xi Jinping turned to his people and said, oh, they just borrowed a lot more money from us to fire these missiles. That was 59 missiles that were fired in that attack at that airport, questionable effect that it had at that airport. 59 missiles. Now here we are a year later, and they fired 118 cruise missiles. Exactly double. Exactly double. So what are we getting for our money? What are we getting for this money that we are borrowing from the Chinese so we can fire cruise missiles that have absolutely no effect? This is groundhog war, folks. Groundhog war. Don't get fooled again. Don't tell me that this is a plan. Trust the plan. I don't trust a plan that doesn't seem to have, that doesn't ever seem to work. This is not a plan. This is, you're being gaslighted about these gas attacks. If you think that this is a plan, you want to trust this plan, you've been gaslighted, folks. You're being used as pawns. Maybe it is a 4D chess game and you're the pawn. Did you ever think about that? If you really want to get in trouble, and I got a lot of people very angry at me because I oppose this action, this isn't simply bad policy. You know, people can debate policy like tax cuts or welfare reform or whatever. You say, well, if we get this wrong, it's going to make a big difference in somebody's life. Yes, it does. You know, you may not be interested in government, but government is interested in you. And the things that they do are going to affect your life and the life of your family. It's going to affect your future. But when we start talking about war, this is not simply bad policy. Not bad policy, folks. This is immoral. This is wrong on a number of issues. We're going to be talking to Alex Newman of The New American about TPP. Is President Trump going to now reverse TPP? Does he understand why he got out of it in the first place? It wasn't because it was a bad deal. Yes, it was a bad deal. It was a bad deal, however, because it gave away our sovereignty. It gave away control of our economy. That can't be fixed in the TPP. It is built into the structure of the TPP that we turn our economy over to a supranational group that then will decide at that point on what industries are going to take down and which they're going to promote in which countries. They will manage our economy. We will lose control of that economy. That, by the way, was the same purpose of the Paris Climate Accord. And many environmentalists who believed that there was man-made global warming, which I disagree with on. But they understood as well. The people who were convinced that there was man-made global warming looked at it and said, well, first of all, this isn't going to do anything to address the problem of man-made global warming. And we have to understand these policies that are being pursued here in Syria aren't going to do anything to fix anything over there either. There are some other agendas here that are not in our interest. So when President Trump was running for office, there were some important things that had to be done. We had seen for a very long time things that were undermining our national sovereignty. There were new things that were on the horizon, things like the TPP and the Paris Climate Accord that were going to undermine it in new and important ways that were going to accelerate that. But the things that have been undermining America's sovereignty for the longest time were the open borders and these trade policies that weren't simply unfair. They were destroying our sovereignty. And so President Trump talked about fixing all of those things. He said, we're going to stop this Paris climate thing. We're going to stop the TPP. He did both of those, but now he's getting second thoughts, especially about TPP. And he was very adamant about not going down the path of empire and the world's policemen that path is destroying this country, has been for a long time, just like the unfair trade has been destroying this country for a long time. These are long term chronic problems that are bleeding America dry. And that's why it is so disappointing to see President Trump doing a reversal on Syria. You want to get somebody mad at you? I remember when I was with the Libertarian Party, what we'd do is we'd quote the founding fathers and people would accuse us of being radicals who wanted to overthrow the government. Especially if it was a founding father they didn't recognize. Now you could say, you could quote Washington or Jefferson or Madison or even Hamilton. Oh, you guys want to overthrow the government. Do you know who these guys are? Or you quote somebody that's more obscure, they would do the same thing. Now if you want to get in trouble on the internet, what you do is you quote President Trump and what he said about foreign wars, about foreign intervention, and about Syria. Yeah, you just quote President Trump and boy, people come after you with knives. We'll be right back.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
You know, one of the things that stood out to me over the weekend, in terms of the post-action analysis of this Syrian raid on Friday the 13th, late in the evening, where the and there's always a significance to that. That's where these types of things typically happen, is on Friday evenings, so that people don't pay any attention to it. That allows them to have the entire weekend to spend this to their advantage, although things are not working out that way. But one of the most interesting things I thought I saw were the comments of Sebastian Gorka and the back and forth that he had with Laura Ingraham. And, you know, as we were going to break, I said, one of the ways that you get labeled as a dangerous subversive, as an enemy of the state, is just quote the founding fathers. Give it a try. Quote it without attribution. Or quote one of the more obscure founders of this country and see if they don't take you off Facebook or Twitter. They were pretty strong in their commitments about things. And one of the things that they were very strong about were foreign entanglements, whether it was George Washington or John Adams or Madison, saying we want to avoid foreign entanglements, the endless wars that Europe gets involved in. Who's pushing us into this? Oh, yeah, the UK, France, Israel, Saudi Arabia. Yeah, so we let both the Middle East as well as Europe push us into this. Macron is bragging about the fact that he was the one that convinced President Trump. To me, that's one of the scariest things coming out of this, that he would be listening to Macron. I find that to be credible, quite frankly. You can say that that's Macron crowing about, in a narcissistic way, about his importance. But I don't know, maybe he won the little handshake arm wrestling game that they had, and now he's the one that gets to tell President Trump what to do. Or maybe he's the one that they chose to be the major gaslighter on this false flag gas attack. But when you look at what the founders said, they said, we don't want to get involved in foreign entanglements. Europe is in a constant state of war. Adams said, we don't go abroad seeking monsters or even animals to destroy. Madison said these tools of empire abroad will be used as instruments of tyranny at home. And let me tell you, one of the tools that is used for empire is propaganda and false flags. And we've got Nikki Haley saying, you better get smarter. You're going to have some chemical attacks here in America. Now, I took that in a completely different context than I think most people took it. I took that as a direct threat to us. We better get in line or you're going to see some false flag. If you don't start following the globalist alliance here, we may have to bring you in line in America with some false flag attacks, some chemical attacks here in America. That's the way I look at that. That's just me. That's just my opinion. But let's play this back and forth between Sebastian Gorka and Laura Ingraham. Sebastian Gorka, by the way, I'll add, is a man who puts himself out on television as a counterterrorism expert. He has sought positions in both the UK, and I would say not both, but in the UK and Hungary, where his parents are from. He was born in the UK, grew up in the UK, and in America, where he became a naturalized citizen. He has failed to get security clearance in any one of those three governments. What is it about his background that we don't know? But here's Sebastian Gorka and his propaganda operation about what the founders would have liked about this operation with Laura Ingraham.
He said very clearly, we are not there to do some kind of intervention like in the Gulf War back in 2003. We are there to make a stand against one of the most heinous forms of weapons known to man that are illegal. And America as a brand, if we do nothing, then America as a nation starts to lose its meaning for what it represents. I know you believe in what that nation represents. You're a believer. You believe in the eternal
values world's policeman
that our founding fathers instilled in our founding documents. If those documents mean anything today, we take this action.
Yeah, I think we could all pull out quotes about from the framers about foreign
entanglements. It's not funny, Laura.
It's not funny. But Sebastian, don't
do this guy. It's not funny.
With me, okay?
No.
Like, don't play that
game. But you're making it like a joke. You're making it like a joke.
You are a joke, Gorka.
You're raising the flag of the framers. I can quote an Alexander Hamilton and a George Washington tonight where they're warning us about getting America entangled in foreign affairs over which we can have little effect. I'm not saying it's applicable necessarily here, but the framers, it's a complicated situation.
Well, he may not know anything about terrorism, but he certainly knows how to engage in a debate. When she laughs at his absurd premise that the founders, this is what America is about. America is about going abroad, seeking monsters to destroy. America is about creating foreign entanglements. America is about overthrowing other governments and creating chaos around the world. That's the essence of America to a counterterrorism expert like Gorka. I can understand why people in the UK, Hungary, and the US would want him in their government. That's what governments like to do. But of course, he can't even pass their security clearance requirements there. What an incredible liar. And when she laughs at his absurd premise that the founders would have wanted this, he comes out, this is not a laughing matter. No, you are a laughing matter, Sebastian Gorka. What a pathetic shill you are for the war mongers that are running this country and this world. And when she should have asked him, give me one quote. I would like to know. Somebody start, we should all start tweeting Sebastian Gorka and saying, give us one quote of a founder of this country who supported foreign entanglements, who supported being the world's policeman. Give me one single quote, Sebastian, to back up your assertion that the founders wanted this type of thing. Absolutely baseless. This is a guy who is a naturalized American citizen who obviously never had to take a test on American history. Grew up in the UK. His parents were refugees out of communist Hungary. He doesn't know the first thing about America. Don't talk to me about America, Sebastian Gorka. And this is absolutely absurd. And then he goes on. This is, and I want you to pay attention to the other part of this argument. When she starts pushing back and when Laura Ingraham gives him a couple of quotes from real founding fathers. Oh, you know, that thing about foreign entanglements. They didn't know anything about chemical weapons. Give me a break. This is the argument that they always use. Oh, well, they didn't have fully automatic weapons, so the Second Amendment's really only about muzzle-loading muskets. We always hear this from them. What about my Fourth Amendment protection? Oh, well, they didn't have the internet and telephones back then, so the Fourth Amendment obviously doesn't apply. Technology has made that whole notion obsolete. Let me tell you, human nature does not change. Human nature does not change. They had general warrants before we fought the American Revolution to get independence from the country that Sebastian Gorka was raised in. That's why we have the Fourth Amendment. They had general warrants back then. They didn't need FISA. They didn't need the red herring of saying, oh, we're doing this for national security. They didn't need to have the CIA or the NSA, but those things are more dangerous than what they had at the time of the general warrants under King George III. Far more dangerous. As William Benning has said, it's far more dangerous than what the East German Stasi had. Don't throw this technology argument at me. That is always the refuge of these scoundrels who want to undermine the Bill of Rights. Oh, well, the technology is different now. And they're going to use that to take away your cars as well. Oh, the technology is different now. So you shouldn't have the ability to own a car. You shouldn't have the ability to own a gun. You shouldn't have the ability to have privacy in your personal effects and your papers and so forth because you've got a cell phone. And you've got a telephone, and you've got the internet, so all that stuff is out the door. And we now have to get involved in all this, and the founders, he undermined his own argument. See, and rather than coming out and producing any quotes, which of course, obviously he couldn't do, of founders begging for us to get involved in the endless wars of Europe. And of course, at the time, they didn't have war in the Middle East, so we add that to it. We get involved in all these intrigues. So instead of producing that, he comes up with the scoundrel argument. Oh, the technology has changed. Didn't have chemical weapons. Well, you know what? We had chemical weapons in Vietnam when we dropped napalm on men, women, and children, didn't we? Remember that picture of that little girl running naked on fire with chemicals down the street? That is etched indelibly into the memory of anybody over a certain age. And of course, Israel did the same thing in 2009. They dropped white phosphorus on people. But we take the moral high ground. We forget about what's going on in Yemen and the bombings there. Oh, yes, this is all about protecting life. Where were you when 500,000 people were killed for the regime change civil war that the West wanted so we could get that pipeline? Talk to me about your moral high ground about that. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%. Then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and Real Red Pill today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about Sebastian Gorka. The amazing pronouncement that he made. That the essence of America is what we did this last week in terms of attacking Syria. No, it's the essence of what we have become. But it is antithetical to what the founders wanted. And when Laura Ingraham laughed at him, he said, "This is not funny." And she's like, "Give me a break." There weren't any founders who were for this. She didn't ask him to provide a single quote because he couldn't. But then he came back and essentially admitting that, of course, no founders supported this type of action. Said, well, they didn't have chemical weapons. It's a completely different world now. The argument of these scoundrels to always come into this. And as I said, when you talk about liberty and you quote the founders of this country, just give this a try. See if when you quote the founders on individual liberty, if you don't get identified as an anti-government domestic terrorist. Why? Because the American government is focused on destroying our liberties. So if you speak out in favor of liberty, they will see you as anti-government. Because our government is anti-liberty. The government that was created to protect our liberties is now, its sole purpose is to destroy our liberties. And one of the ways that it does it is with foreign entanglements and never-ending war. It is bleeding our country dry, not only of the blood of our children, but also of our money. All this money that we, you know, these 118 missiles that we launched, where are we getting the money for that? Oh, that's right. We're borrowing it from China. That's smart, isn't it? That's 4D chess, isn't it? Unbelievable. And if you want to get in trouble, like I said before, I was triggered by this like a lot of people were. I started tweeting about this. A lot of people very angry. I guess they were more angry about me with me on this than anything else that I've put out there. I said, you want to get in trouble, you know, quote the founding fathers, or you want to get in trouble with a MAGA base, quote President Trump. Up until the middle of last week, he was saying this in public. He was saying it on Twitter. Let me read you some of the quotes from President Trump. Perhaps one of the first times he used the phrase, make America great again, MAGA. May 27th, 2013. Why is Senator John McCain in Syria visiting with the rebels? Let's make America great again. Oh, see? But now the MAGA base, unashamedly behind President Trump, whatever he does, never looking at the policies. Folks, we have to get beyond hero worship. I saw this on the left with Obama, and it scared me to death. Scared me to death. What is this country becoming? And then I saw it on the right, behind President Trump. Don't ally yourself with an individual. As Patrick Henry said, regard with suspicion anybody who approaches the precious jewel of liberty. Anybody who is in government, in political office, is approaching the precious jewel of liberty. And so you regard them with suspicion. And when you agree with them on policies, great, great. As I said before, there were some very fundamental issues that affected the existence of America. These trade treaties or the environmental treaties, Paris, TPP, those had the ability to shut us down as a country. But they followed on to some long-standing issues in terms of trade, in terms of open borders, and in terms of foreign entanglement of war. Those are long-term chronic problems. Yes, we had to shut down these new threats, but we also had to shut down the threats that have been bleeding us dry as a country and will ultimately destroy us as a country. And one of the key things is this American empire. Let's read some more quotes from President Trump. Again, back in 2013, Trump said, Obama wants to unilaterally put a no-fly zone in Syria to protect Al-Qaeda Islamicists. Syria is not our problem, said Trump back then. Trump, we should stay the hell out of Syria. The quote-unquote rebels are just as bad as the current regime. What will we get for our lives and our billions of dollars? Zero. And this is what he was saying to the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the CIA in a private meeting, as it was reported. Except it's not billions, it's trillions now. Trillions now. He goes on to say, why do we keep broadcasting when we're going to attack Syria? Get ready, they're coming soon, right? Why can't we just be quiet? And if we attack at all, catch them by surprise. Another one. No, Dopey, I would not go into Syria. But if I did, it would be by surprise and not blurted all over the media like fools. Another one. Let the Arab League take care of Syria. Why are these rich Arab countries not paying us for the tremendous cost of such an attack? Another one from President Trump. These are all back in 2013, 5 years ago. What will we get for bombing Syria besides more debt to China, I will add, and a possible long-term conflict? Obama needs congressional approval, President Trump. 2013. We need our troops on the streets of Chicago, not in Syria. Is everyone seeing how incompetently our country is being run by watching the mess with Syria? Our leaders don't know what they're doing. Things haven't changed in 5 years. If Obama attacks Syria and innocent civilians are hurt and killed, he and the U.S. will look very bad. I would be totally surprised if the U.S. even has any money to spend on Syria. We don't, President Trump, 2013. The president of Syria is killing people inhumanely, but the so-called rebels may be just as bad or worse. All of those from President Trump. I put out a quote, this is going to turn into World War III. That was also another quote from President Trump. Boy, that was a favorite one to come back and scream at me about. And I said, you realize, of course, I'm quoting President Trump on this. But now it's all changed. Because, see, we support the man and not the policies. And so we just don't have any principles. We on the right are now following in line behind President Trump in the same way the people on the left fell in line behind Obama. You shouldn't check your moral compass at the door when you join the fan club. Look, I'm all for giving President Trump a fair shake. I think all this stuff about the Russian collusion is nonsense. And yet you've got the same people out there who want to try to justify anything that President Trump does, coming out and saying, it's 4D chess. This is all All in the plan. Just trust the plan and so forth. The same people who have been telling us all along, there's no collusion between Trump and Putin, and I don't believe there is. Now they're saying, oh, Trump and Putin are colluding to do this raid. See, nobody was killed in this, and so it's a wonderful way for him to spoof the military-industrial complex. It's like, he's not gaslighting the military-industrial complex. They know exactly what's going on. You're being gaslighted by somebody that you're following who speaks in cryptic messages. And so he doesn't ever have to be held to any of the pronouncements that he makes. Just follow the plan, says Q. And I'm talking about QAnon. I don't follow that kind of anonymous leaking information out there, especially leaked out in the form of a cryptic plan. Remember at the beginning of the year? We were told that Julian Assange is going to be going to Switzerland. It was absolutely certain. QAnon had predicted it. He even predicted the country he's going to be going to. Well, he can come back and say, well, you misread my tweets. You misinterpreted it. I'm speaking in the manner of Nostradamus. You know, for centuries, people have been looking at Nostradamus's cryptic predictions and reading into it whatever they want. If you've got something to say, then you'll do it like Julian Assange did. That's why he is under house arrest. That's why he'll probably, people are talking about him being turned over pretty soon to the U.S. intelligence establishment. He gave people the straight dope. And you're going to get that kind of treatment if you actually come out and say something. All this stuff about QAnon now, every time QAnon puts something out, everybody starts scrambling around. What does it mean? What does it mean? It doesn't mean anything to me if somebody won't put their name by it, won't have the conviction to put their information out there. Snowden did. Assange did. I can see the documents that they put out there. I know what they were doing. They showed people what was really going on. It's a shame that we get gaslighted by this. But again, as I pointed out before, I started out this broadcast with James Mattis a year ago tomorrow telling us the same pronouncement. Well, I haven't seen all the evidence, but there's absolutely no doubt in my mind. And this is why we did this raid, firing 59 missiles into an Air Force base. Now we've fired 118 at a couple of buildings. A couple of buildings that probably only cost $1 or $2 million to build. Each one of those cruise missiles is about $1.5 million. So we spent about $180 million to destroy a couple of $1 million worth of buildings. And you notice that as those buildings were burning, people weren't collapsing in the streets from all the chemical gases being released. What does that tell you? Isn't that kind of interesting? We've seen the same thing happen with Libya, even back under Reagan. Sending millions of dollars worth of cruise missiles into camel tents of Muammar Gaddafi, destroying the tents that he had. They're like, yeah, we can keep doing this forever, can't we? And the Chinese are just rubbing their hands together and saying, oh, we're going to own them pretty soon, aren't we? Those foolish Americans, they don't have the money to do this. They've got all these expensive missiles, and they don't even know how to effectively use them. Yeah, they killed Gaddafi's son. Big accomplishment. Big accomplishment. So when we look at this, and we look at Mattis, who now agrees with the MIT expert. Remember a year ago we had Theodore Postol, a professor emeritus at MIT? Remember that photograph of the little indentation there and somebody hammering a container from above? And he says, look, this wasn't dropped by an airplane. This was exploded on the ground. That was the proof that disproved that. But of course, we can't allow the OPCW inspectors to do their job. We have to fire the missiles before that happens. But they didn't destroy those sites, so we'll see what happens.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that When you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. With colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
We're going to get back to Syria in the aftermath of what happened. We're going to take a look at what was accomplished in the mission, because we had President Trump say, mission accomplished, just like George W. Bush. But before we do, at the top of the hour here, I want to go over some breaking news issues. We have Governor Jerry Brown is moving to hike California's gas taxes. This is coming as gas prices are spiking because of the unrest and uncertainty in the Middle East. And so he's going to double down on that, and he's going to increase gas taxes. You think that California's got a total lock? The Democrats in California have a total lock? Well, we'll see. You hit people this hard in the pocketbook, maybe they will wake up. I don't know. We'll see what's going to happen with that. We've also got, and of course, this also is part of what we're seeing with the never-Trumper wing that has been championed by Nikki Haley. This is the amazing thing to me. This warmonger, Nikki Haley, always one of the veteran never-Trumpers. And this whole thing going back and forth between Vice President Pence and President Trump, where Vice President Pence was bringing on Nikki Haley's deputy, John Lerner, and President Trump was so furious about that, that he basically got this created a great deal of friction between Pence and between Trump. Trump was furious. He went back and forth with Vice President Pence. Why was he upset about this? Well, he knew that Lerner was, as they put it on Axios, a card-carrying member of the Never Trump movement. Lerner had crafted brutal attack ads for the Club for Growth's multimillion-dollar anti-Trump blitz during the Republican primaries. President Trump said, why would Mike do that? Why would he put somebody like this on his staff? Well, why would Nikki Haley do this? And the bigger question is, why would President Trump put Nikki Haley, someone who loves this guy, John Lerner, that he's so upset about Pence having on his staff? Why would President Trump take somebody like Nikki Haley and put her in the position that she's in now? I scratch my head over the personnel choices that President Trump has made in his personnel. And as many people have pointed out, it's a long truism that personnel is policy. You know, you get the wrong people in, you're going to get the wrong policies. And that's what we're seeing. Now, one bright spot that we have here on the horizon is we have Republican Senator Cory Gardner saying that Trump supports states who want to legalize marijuana because of the 10th Amendment, he says. Cory Gardner says, I believe in states' rights. Now, let's make it clear. It's states' powers. States don't have rights. Individuals have rights. States have powers. And so the 9th and 10th Amendment are about. But he says, I believe in states' rights. And the other day, the president notified me that he would be supporting a states' rights approach when it comes to legalized marijuana. He said this on the daily briefing on Friday. In other words, the states would be able to make decisions about this without the federal government usurping its power that it absolutely does not have. We've got 420 coming up this week. Maybe that's when they're going to make the announcement. But as I've said before, you can forget about 420 for a moment. Focus on the legality, not only of marijuana prohibition, but on the legality of the war on drugs, which, by the way, conservatives, is a UN agenda. a UN agenda. It was created in 1961 by the UN. They created these different schedules of drugs. They put marijuana in as a Schedule One drug, which means that it has absolutely no medical use. And that's an absolute lie. They knew that at the time. And we certainly know it now. And that was declared, that was used, lifted in verbatim, that UN agenda, those schedules with all the drugs put into them. That was brought in by President Nixon in 1971 when he declared war on drugs. He just made it a UN agenda. The 10th Amendment and the 18th Amendment, where they had to prohibit alcohol by a constitutional amendment, both of those testified to the fact there's no constitutional authority for drug prohibition. So forget 1018 or 420, it is 1018. That's the real thing you need to pay attention to this week. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. We're going to go back to Syria and what is next.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Mycos EX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone, that's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at what was accomplished and the mission that began on Friday night, Friday the 13th. Are they finished? Are they finished? Was it mission finished? I don't think so. We see that they are now imposing even more sanctions. That is supposed to happen today. Nikki Haley is very proud of that. Understand that sanctions in and of themselves are an act of war. And as I look at this, and as I look at the fact that it is guaranteed that no matter what is happening in any president's administration, whether it's Bill Clinton or George W. Bush or Barack Obama or President Trump, you start shooting missiles at other countries, no matter how unjustified it is, no matter how phony the justification, your popularity is going to go up, probably 10 points or more. And now we're seeing a bump in the polls for President Trump. I just don't understand the American public, quite frankly. I guess we sing so much about the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, that whenever we fire missiles at somebody, regardless of the reason, everybody just starts waving the flag and, you know, doing a pep rally. It's absolutely amazing, but it's not limited to America. When I went to communist China to adopt my daughter, I was surprised that Chairman Mao, who had been responsible for the mass starvation of people, his cultural revolution, taking any engineers or any scientists or anybody who had things to contribute that were not agriculture, forcing everybody out into the fields to raise farm and raise food and causing massive starvation, even in spite of all the people that he had on the farms. And he was still revered. That was 10, 11 years ago that we went and, still revered for all that. It's almost like the more people, the more a leader causes hardship, death, destruction, war, the more they're revered. And we can see that effect, that wag the dog effect, that happens every one of these times. But let's talk about Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley gets on and says, come on, we all know that Assad used chemical weapons. Here's that video, video 6.
Last November, just as the Joint Investigative Mechanism mandate expired, the regime attacked its people with sarin again in the Damascus suburbs. In January, Assad used at least 4 chlorine-filled rockets in Douma. And then disproven. He struck again last weekend.
Disproven. And
thanks to Russia, there was no UN body to determine blame.
And that's a lie.
But we know who did this.
Our yes, we do, don't we, Nikki?
Russia yes. can complain all it wants about fake news, but no one is buying its lies and its cover-ups. Russia was supposed to guarantee that Assad wouldn't use chemical weapons, and Russia did the opposite. The world must not passively accept the use of chemical weapons after almost a century of their prohibition.
Yeah, let's not pay any attention to what we have done with chemical weapons. Let's not pay any attention to the multiple times that we've been lied to. There's an article on Zero Hedge. You take the red pill, I'll show you how deep down the rabbit hole goes. Show that meme that's out there. They got a picture of Colin Powell. They lied about Iraq. A picture of Hillary Clinton. They lied about Libya. A picture of Nikki Haley. They are lying about Syria. And, of course, there's many other pictures in there, which I can't verify, that show people who are pretending to be dead, laying in a grave and then setting up and waving to the camera or posing for the camera. I don't know about that. I do know that the only source that they have for all of this is a political organization that is allied with the Army of Islam, a political organization that is the sole source of all this information. There's been no investigation, and it wasn't because this investigation was shut down by Russia. The investigation, there were 2 proposals, one from Nikki Haley and the Globalist Alliance, was that they were going to send some inspectors in and let those inspectors write the report and come back and make the determination. What Russia said was, let's send the OPCW in and let's let them collect the information, let's bring it back and show the information and not just the conclusion to the Security Council. Well, they vetoed that. The Western powers vetoed that idea. And Russia vetoed the other idea. And I'll show you why they vetoed that, because we can see how they spend this information as we look at the Skripal case, the Salisbury, UK poisoning. This is connected, quite frankly, directly to this false narrative about what happened in Syria. That's why I've spent so much time talking about this over the last couple of months. The absurd premise of what happened in Salisbury. And now we have some more evidence that came out about that, and I'm going to tell you about that latest evidence. But as the Ron Paul Institute points out, they were caught in a lie about Syria. And so the U.S. and allies bomb it the night before the OPCW inspectors get to work. They had already arrived. They were about to begin their investigation. So, boom, let's shoot off the fireworks. As the Ron Paul Institute points out, for the past week, we were told that the U.S. had evidence. We were told that the UK had evidence that Syria had used chemicals, but the evidence relied on video clips and photos shared on social media provided by the Western-funded White Helmets, the rescuer group, quote-unquote, that somehow only operates in al-Qaeda and terrorist-occupied areas and participates in torture and executions. You have to understand, the White Helmets are not white hats, folks. They are allied with these terrorist organizations. That's the only place that they operate. And they always give us a very one-sided view of that. That's our evidence. That's our evidence. On April 12th, even Secretary of Defense James Mattis said the government didn't know yet. They were still looking for evidence. He tried to dance around the legality of going to war with these people, saying the president has the authority under Article 2 of the Constitution to use the military force overseas to defend important U.S. national interests. Well, what would those interests be? I've seen people defend this unconstitutional, immorally unjustifiable intervention in their civil war, trying to create regime change, trying to create this civil war that's already taken the lives of 500,000 people, trying to create that, keep that thing going. A lot of people have said, well, it's the authorization for the use of military force, which presumably gives the president the opportunity to go to war with anybody anywhere on the planet because everybody is being attacked under terrorism. The entire world is a terrorist battlefield. So therefore, we don't need any authorization for that. Now, let me tell you how dangerous that is, folks. You know that they've stuck things like the NDAA, the indefinite detention by the military without due process. They stuck that into the NDAA, just like they've stuck these other things in here. If we're going to allow that authorization of the use of military force to be the controlling factor, you can't authorize something that you don't have constitutional authority to do. So the Congress abdicated their power, if you want to look at it that way, to the president. They're not allowed to do that under the Constitution. They would have to amend the Constitution. But then we've had a war on drugs for 40-some odd years, 47 years, and there's no authority for that either, as I just pointed out. Fortunately there, President Trump is not going to take the incredibly unpopular position of his attorney general. He's going to shut that down. I think he's just looking at the polls there. But that is an absurd position that's been taken by Jeff Sessions, saying we're going to stop all this, all these referenda, all the legislators that have said that we're going to have, and it's probably about 60% of the states by now, that have authorized medical use of marijuana or recreational use. We're going to stop that. And President Trump has now said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to follow the Constitution on that, which is good. Really good. We need to start following the Constitution on some other issues. But when we look at this, and we look at what the former British Special Forces head said, he pointed out again, Assad didn't need to use this gas. It absolutely made no sense. He had no motivation to do that, which is one of the things that we saw with the Skripal poisoning. But there were so many other flags about the Skripal poisoning. We were told by Nikki Haley and by Theresa May, come on, we know that Russia poisoned these spies. It's like, well, no, actually, we don't know anything of the sort, do we? We had Boris Johnson say that it is categorical that they used it. They leaned very heavily on Porton Down, the chemical weapons research facility of the military of the UK. Yeah, they do have those as well. Why is that okay? And it's not okay for Syria to have it. And that is just 7 miles from where they found these two people who are poisoned. Now we find out that it is not nerve gas. It is not Novichok, which is 5 to 8 times more potent than VX nerve gas. As Putin said, hey, nobody died. That's your first clue they were lying. Now we're going to find out what it is. I'll tell you when we come back.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000-plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your Brain Force Plus and real red pill today.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Before we get back to the news, and I want to finish up on these chemical attacks here. Before we get back to the news, I want to tell you about some of the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the specials that we've carried forward from last week. For example, we have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. It's not clear if we're going to be able to continue our source of pure nascent iodine. It's limited supply, therefore, but it is still 25% off. That's Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Our Immune Gargle Combo, that's all sizes of Immune Gargle. That's our Nano Silver mouth spray. That is all 50% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, 25% off. Cell Force, 50% off. Alexa Pure Breeze, our air filter that you can put in your house. It's a great way to keep the air clean, to remove dust, particles, and bacteria, things that are in the house, as well as odors. It's very silent, attractive unit, very effective. That Alexa Pure Breeze air filter is $50 off. And we have the Alpha Power back in stock, and that is 25% off. Finally, we have Brain Force Plus and the Real Red Pill, 50% off. And I'm going to give you a Real Red Pill right now. Take a look at those products at InfoWarsStore.com. But here's the Real Red Pill, folks. This is what you take the next time you hear from Nikki Haley or Theresa May or any of the neocons out there about a chemical weapons attack. The Real Red Pill. And that's the truth. The truth about what they tried to pull over in the UK, because that was a backdrop of all this. They needed something different because they had sold us this narrative. Oh, look, Assad dropped chemical weapons just as they were about to win in this area. They dropped chemical weapons and so forth. We've seen this over and over again. So many times. Back in 2013, I read you all the quotes from President Trump back then on a rampage on Twitter, saying how ridiculous that was, how we should not be listening to that and so forth. That was 5 years ago. We subsequently found out that, yes, there was no sarin gas there whatsoever. That was agreed to by the UN, by Russian inspectors, and by U.S. military inspectors. Then in 2017, we began in the last hour. We had Secretary of Defense Mattis a year ago tomorrow telling us about a supposed sarin gas attack that resulted in us launching 59 missiles against an Air Force base. And he was saying the same thing. Saying, oh, I don't have any proof, but I have absolutely no doubt that this is what happened. Well, he subsequently said, no, it didn't happen. And I also talked about the fact that we had the MIT professor emeritus about chemical weapons, Theodore Postel, and the fact that pictures emerged of the canister in a little scooped out area. It was hit from above. It did not create a crater. It was not dropped by planes. That was the narrative at the time. Completely blown apart by that picture and also by inspectors who were on the ground. And yet, before we can have any inspectors do this information, and the back and forth between Nikki Haley and the Globalist Alliance and the Russian side, who was saying, well, they all said, we need to send inspectors. The difference was that this allegedly independent group was going to be able to write its own report rather than providing the evidence to the Security Council. The Russians were holding out for the evidence to be provided to the Security Council. Show us your findings. You know, it's kind of like when we have global warming and we have the all the data that is put together by these people like Michael Mann at the University of Virginia. And even though he's involved in ClimateGate, And we say, well, you know, there's all this back and forth between you and the people in East Anglia University in the UK saying, hide the decline. Oh, this is looking bad because the data doesn't match what we've predicted and so forth. Even though, because all this stuff, we would really kind of like to see your data. Can you show us your data? Oh, no, you can't see that. That's private. That's copyrighted. No, 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 no. And he was working for a university system. He's being paid by the government. He's writing emails while he's working for the government. But, oh, can't see those emails. You have to just look at my conclusions. I'm not going to show you my data. And that's what we're talking about here in this investigation. That was the back and forth dynamic in the United Nations. And then you have Nikki Haley come out and say, well, the Russians didn't want an investigation. She is lying on so many different levels. What a propagandist. This woman is Goebbels reincarnated. An ever-Trumper, a neocon, a warmonger, and liar extraordinaire, Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley. And so what's going on with this? Well, as they had the OPCW people there that already were in country, they're about to start their investigation. Well, can't wait for that. Let's launch the missiles. And we saw the same thing happening in the UK. And before we get to the UK situation, let's talk just a little bit more about what has just come out. This is on Zero Hedge via Southfront.org. On April the 13th, the Ministry of Defense of Russia released a video showing testimony of two doctors who were on duty at the Duma Hospital when the alleged chemical attack took place in the Syrian town on April the 7th. In the video, one of the two doctors, Khalil al-Jaish, said that the hospital received several civilians who had been injured in an airstrike of the Syrian Arab Air Force on Duma on the morning of April the 8th. Dr. al-Jaish said that the airstrike had hit the last floor of a building causing fire. He said this led to the suffocation of some of the civilians who were trapped in the lower floors of the building. And while the doctors were treating the injured civilians, a man shouted in the hospital's emergency room that the injuries were caused by, quote, a chemical attack. He said that led to chaos and panic. He said while treating the people who were suffocated by smoke and dust, one of the people who was present said that the strike was a chemical attack, which led the people in the area hospital to deal with the causes or the cases as injuries caused by chemical weapons. Moreover, the two doctors stressed in the video that there had been no symptoms proving a chemical weapons use. Both doctors were also able to prove their presence in the emergency room of the Duma Hospital during the incident via a video published by a Syrian opposition news outlet. Syrian pro-government sources noted that both doctors could have left Duma under the evacuation agreement between the Damascus government and the Jaish al-Islam, that's the Army of Islam, but they opted to stay, which makes the testimony of these two doctors all the more credible. All the more credible. So we have the OPCW there. They're about to take their, start doing their investigation and then the missile strike. And then we have some information that comes out about the so-called, nerve gas attack in Salisbury. Let's play video clip number 8. We got time before the break here.
The analysis is more consistent with the use of the poisonous substance BZ. None of these facts, and nothing at all about BZ, was mentioned in the final OPCW report, which was presented to its executive board. We request that the OPCW explain why such information and the conclusion of the Spies laboratory was omitted from the final report.
All right, so what has happened here? We have the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons that previously said that Russia had no Novichok. And, of course, the Foreign Office and the Theresa May government, Boris Johnson and others, said, oh, it's categorical. We know that it's Novichok. And they leaned on porting down scientists to say that it was not only Novichok, but that it was from Russia and could only be from Russia. Well, that was clearly not the case. Because after the collapse of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, this gas was being manufactured in Uzbekistan. Many things, including nuclear weapons, were not under the control of a lot of people. So the U.S. and the U.K. and others went there to try to get that stuff and to shut it down, to destroy it. The OPCW worked with Russia for 10 years and then pronounced everything clean. And so this is a test that was conducted by a Swiss laboratory, one of only 5 laboratories in the world that are authorized by the OPCW to do these types of tests. They found that it was not of a type used by Russia. They found that it was not Novichok. It was not nerve gas at all. It was a chemical weapon called BZ. I'm going to tell you what that is when we come back. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's been sold out for months, and now it's back. It's Myco ZX Plus. Lower price, more ingredients, because we scaled up, signed a year contract with an even bigger organic manufacturer and producer. Scalability. But now we're able to go at 50% off to $27 instead of $39, 50% off, because there's a lot of product and a lot of ingredient in Myco ZX. Now, it's the other side of the equation. Everybody thinks about probiotics and how great they are for your gut because of toxins in the environment, pesticides, herbicides, but more importantly than bad bacteria, the probiotics help displace. Yeast mold creates slime walls. And once the candida and the yeast and the mold and all that get in there, it causes all sorts of serious issues. Well, this has got a bunch of concentrated herbs in it and compounds known to destroy that slime wall. Don't wait to start detoxifying your body until it's too late. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved Myco ZX Plus now from the InfoWars store. We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked at what is the top, what is the best. We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, when we're selling it for $35 on average, we need that $15, $20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in. And I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big, normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Disinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
So in all of the fire and fury that we had last week, what was missing was much news at all about the findings of the investigation into the Skripal poisoning, the alleged nerve gas poisoning that happened in the UK. And as I've reported many times, the absurdity of what was being told to us by the UK government was of the nature of what we were being told about the Las Vegas shooting. It was that absurd. Oh, 40 people were exposed to this. That must have been when they rolled their windows down or opened the car door and were driving past people in Salisbury and so forth. And then the director of Salisbury Hospital said, no, there weren't 40 people who were sick. There were 3 people, and none of them were exposed to nerve gas. We had a nurse who treated the daughter, Yulia Skripal, for a half hour. If it was nerve gas, she would have been sick. She would have died. And yet, these two individuals didn't die. Supposedly, they were exposed in their car was the first story. And then they were exposed perhaps at a restaurant. No, nobody got sick there either. Maybe it was smeared on the doorpost, but it was raining that day and on and on and on. And if they got exposed there, then they were didn't have any effect for several hours as they drove around town and went to eat and so forth. None of it made any sense. None of it made any sense. Now things are starting to make sense because the OPCW went to the laboratory in Switzerland. And again, this is a Swiss lab, worked with these samples. This is a Swiss lab that is, as I tweeted out, it's independent Swiss state spies lab. They tested the substance, and this is a substance that they found was BZ. And interestingly enough, and what they did not put into the report was the fact that BZ was never manufactured in Russia. It is something that's manufactured in the U.S., the U.K., and other Western countries, but Russia doesn't manufacture this. And as I tweeted out over the weekend, and I also put in a clip from the OPCW itself, you know, just like the war on drugs, we've got 4 different schedules of drugs, and we put them in Schedule 1, Schedule 2, so forth. Schedule 1, the most dangerous of drugs, which is where they put marijuana. but presumably, Schedule 1 drugs have no medical use. That's why it is a gross misclassification of marijuana to be in there. But we see the same type of things happening with chemical weapons. Schedule 1 chemical weapons are chemical weapons that have no use whatsoever other than poisoning people. Things like ricin, for example. Then you have Schedule 2. They have 3 different schedules of OPCW drugs. Schedule 2 are chemicals that include those that are precursors to or that in some cases can themselves be used as chemical weapon agents, but which have a number of other commercial uses, such as ingredients in resins or flame retardants or additives or inks and dyes, insecticides, herbicides, lubricants, and some raw materials for pharmaceutical products. So those are things in Schedule 2. That is where BZ is. As a matter of fact, if you go to the OPCW.org website and look at the different schedules, the first example is this drug, or a chemical, I should say, not a drug, but a chemical, that the Swiss lab, one of only 5 labs worldwide that the OPCW uses to investigate chemical poisonings, that lab said that it was BZ. And when they're talking about Schedule 2 drugs at the OPCW website, they say, for example, BZ is a neurotoxic chemical. It's listed under Schedule 2, which is also an industrial intermediate in the manufacture of pharmaceuticals, such as clindamycin bromide. There you go. So that was what was used. It was not nerve gas. And clearly it was not nerve gas, even though Theresa May and Boris Johnson said, oh, it's categorical. It is specific. It is undeniable that it was nerve gas. And not only that, but they jumped the shark so badly in their lying narrative that they came up with a nerve gas called Novichok and said, and of course, Novichok, if it really was, is 5 to 8 times more toxic than VX nerve gas. And what you heard at the very beginning was, well, this is something that only Russia had. And that means that either they lost control of this or they used it themselves. Never came up with a suspect who actually did the nerve gas and never did any test to find out if it was nerve gas. As many of us are saying, as even as Putin said, they kept haranguing him about this. At one point, he just looked at him and he laughed and he goes, nobody died. What does that tell you? And that tells us it wasn't Novichok. And even if it had been Novichok, and they leaned so heavily, the UK ambassador was very angry about that. He exposed the lies of Boris Johnson, exposed the lies of Theresa May. This is an ambassador who had worked with the OPCW to shut down these chemical weapons plants in Russia and in the former Soviet Union countries like Uzbekistan. And he said people at the Porton Down facility, the UK chemical weapons facility, 7 miles from where these people were found on the bench. He said they were leaned on so heavily, but all they would say is, well, let's have a type used by Russia. Even that was a lie. Even that was a lie. It's BZ gas. And so when you look at this, folks, and you look at this in parallel with this latest justification for deeper involvement in restarting the civil war that is winding down in Syria, the Russians are saying, we don't want a independent investigation that's going to produce a conclusion. We want an investigation that is going to produce the data. Just as I was saying in the last segment, when you look at these people who were involved in ClimateGate, and they were giving us their conclusions, even though their conclusions were already published, even though their conclusions are paid for with research that was paid for by the taxpayers, and they're writing emails on the taxpayers' dollar. And even though these conclusions are already published, they say, this is personal. No, it's not. You are on the payroll of the state. They say it is copyrighted. No, it isn't. You've already produced your report. Show us the data to see if that is real. And so that's what the Russians were saying. Because when this OPCW gave the report after sending it to the Swiss lab, they conveniently left out the fact, conveniently left it out, that it was BZ, and conveniently left out the fact that that was not manufactured by Russia. And so they didn't want to have a situation with this case in Syria where you get a conclusion, but you don't get any data. How's that for a red pill? That's the red pill you need to take when they play this Groundhog Day game with you over and over again. It was just a year ago tomorrow that we heard all the same lying claims that were then subsequently denied by Mattis, but he was out there saying, oh yeah, I'm absolutely certain that's what it was, as they fired off those missiles. Now we fired off twice as many missiles, borrowed some more money from China. So what kind of a mission was accomplished? U.S. claims on setting back Syrian chemical weapons are likely exaggerated, say many experts, as CNBC reports. Some defense experts poured cold water over Pentagon claims on Saturday that the U.S.-led strike set back Syria's chemical weapons program for years. Anthony Cordesman, a former Pentagon official, an analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, said, well, the damage assessment is suspiciously quick. Suspiciously quick. One research and two storage facilities and an attack that lasted no more than 70 minutes. Russia said they did little damage, and they said most of the cruise missiles targeting Syrian sites had been intercepted by Syrian air defenses. Don't know if that's true or not. That is hotly contested by both sides as to whether or not any of the missiles were shot down or whether or not, let's say, 70% of them were. But here is, I think, one of the most important things. One employee who was there, an engineer at one of the facilities that was destroyed, and there was no loss of life, and I would say it looks like there was no loss of chemicals either. One of the employees there said, as you can see for yourself, nothing has happened. I've been here since 5 a.m. No signs of weapons-grade chemicals. He said the no release of chemicals is the best proof that there were none there. And so we look at this fact-finding mission. The OPCW now is going to continue its deployment. The missiles did not get fired at the area that supposedly was the site of the alleged attack. That means that the effort of the U.S. and its allies, the U.N. Security Council, to squash the investigation has failed, reports Zero Hedge. So we're going to talk about what is next. Sanctions are next. And you understand that sanctions are an act of war. You understand that sanctions can kill people. And you understand that Madeleine Albright, when asked if her sanctions had killed 500,000 children, said it was worth it. It was worth it. Didn't deny that it happened, but said it was worth it. Are you saying that now because you support President Trump? Is it worth it?
InfoWars Life Brain Force Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. Brain Force takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. but it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and Real Red Pill today.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. And without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Nikki Haley made it very clear that the supposed attack in the UK was tied to what's going on here. They needed something different because it was looking very much like a broken record. As I pointed out, it's a year ago tomorrow that we had the missile strike and we had Secretary of Defense Mattis coming out and saying exactly the same things they're saying now. So they needed something that was a little bit different, something to make it look a little bit more dangerous. And you had Nikki Haley saying, we can't allow this, not even the smallest use of chemical weapons. That's why you saw the president strike this past weekend. That's why you saw him expel 60 Russians after the attack in Salisbury. She's coming back looking for sanctions, and they're going to be putting more sanctions on. And let's understand that sanctions are a prelude to war. As a matter of fact, the Japanese pointed out that that was what allowed, what led to their invasion of Manchuria, were sanctions that were put on them, the isolation. They got put on them, they invaded Manchuria, then that caused an escalation, and eventually, before you know it, we've got World War II. It's not a stretch, folks, to say that this could lead to World War III. Not a stretch at all. President Trump, as a matter of fact, was one who said that. I was criticized for quoting President Trump, said this is reckless, it could lead to World War III. President Trump knew that 5 years ago. He's doing it anyway today. But going back to the Salisbury, I got one more thing. I want to play for you the ex-UK ambassador, the man who had worked to shut down the so-called Novichok gas who knew that it wasn't the Novichok gas. And now we have released, and of course you're not going to see the mainstream media talking about this, the Swiss laboratory used by the OPCW, that Swiss laboratory said, no, it wasn't a nerve gas. It was BZ. It was a class 2. And it's something in a class 2. These are chemicals that could be used for a wide variety of manufacturing processes. But what was not reported by the OPCW were the full results of the Swiss lab. They didn't report that it was BZ. They didn't report that BZ is not manufactured by Russia. That's exactly what they did not want you to hear. But here's what the ex-UK ambassador had to say about the UK poisoning.
Ask who benefits. Clearly, it's not the Syrian regime or the Russians who are benefiting, and I believe it's highly unlikely that either were behind what's happened. There are different possibilities. One is that all of it is fake news. The images, the videos, the information all come from opposition sources and not from any credible independent journalists. It's also possible that the pictures show the aftermath of a bombing attack which happened to hit a jihadi chemical weapons munition dump. We know for a fact that the jihadis were storing chemical weapons in schools in eastern Aleppo because these were seen later by Western journalists. This is one distinct possibility.
And, of course, we've had doctors who were there at the hospital who had refused safe passage out of the area quite some time before, talking about what they believed was really behind this. They said there had been a bomb that had hit the building. There was a fire. There were a lot of people who had suffered the effects of that fire, respiratory illness. Somebody yelled in the hospital, oh, it was a chemical gas attack, and then everybody panicked over that. These two doctors had said previously they'd seen no evidence of chemical gas used in that. And they've now gone on record talking about how they didn't believe that that was that. And so we're looking at this, whether it's fake news or false flags or what. Let's understand that, you know, we talk about a false flag. And take the case of the Skripal poisoning in the UK. If that had been nerve gas, then the question is, who did it? A lot of people could have done it. And then to say that, oh, it could only have been the Russians, that is the classic false flag. To take a real situation and to say that a different group that you want to attack, somebody that you've got a grudge against, somebody that you have an agenda to go after, that they were the ones who perpetrated this. So you can justify your pretense, you make this a pretense for what you want to do. Well, that's one way. That's a classic way to do a false flag. The other part of it is to say that something happened when something didn't happen, or to misattribute it, or to make it into a bigger event than it was. And that's what they did. And we now see the fact that it was not even a nerve gas. It was BZ. And that explains a great deal as to what we did not see in that particular case. Or you have a situation in Syria where these doctors are saying there wasn't any chemical gas attack. It was a fire that these people were suffering from. And we treated a few people with that, but it wasn't at all what was told to the press. So you take a situation where you completely misrepresent it and sex it up and then blame it on somebody that you want to come after. But Nikki Haley is still saying that we are locked and loaded and that U.S. troops are not leaving. President Trump and his spokesperson, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said the U.S. mission has not changed. The president has been clear that he wants U.S. forces to come home as quickly as possible. And so the question is, if President Trump is saying, well, I still want troops to come home, and Nikki Haley and the Pentagon are saying, it ain't going to happen. They're staying there. And we're waiting for the next attack, which they could stage or blame, create out of nothing. They're waiting for the next attack to go in further. The question is, who's in charge of the White House? Is it President Trump or is it Nikki Haley? What is really going on here? Macron said 10 days ago, President Trump was saying the U.S. should withdraw from Syria. We convinced him it was necessary to stay, taking credit for that. John McCain says that airstrikes alone will not achieve the objectives in Syria. Now we got to have boots on the ground. It's groundhog war. That's right. Same thing over and over again. McCain, the president needs to lay out our goals, not just with regard to the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, but also in the ongoing conflict with Syria and malign Russian and Iranian influence in the region. Well, I would agree with them on that. The president does need to lay out our goals. Wouldn't that be the very least you would expect? If you want me to trust the plan, you better tell me what the plan is. What does it look like if we win this war? See, we're not going to win the war in Afghanistan because we don't know what winning the war in Afghanistan looks like. Winning the war, quite frankly, folks, in Afghanistan for the Pentagon is to stay there forever. They already said this a couple of years ago. Oh, we're going to be there for at least 20 years. At least 20 years. It is about the lithium for car batteries. It is about the rare earth metals. It is about the poppy and how they use that for opium. That's what the deep state wants in Afghanistan. Christians are have already been purged out of that area now, thanks to our occupation, just like they have been in Iraq and like they are being in Syria. And all of this, I believe, is kind of interesting to see not only the fingerprints of Nikki Haley on this, but also John Bolton. You haven't seen him talking about this in press conferences, but he has been the power behind the throne, absolutely, I believe. So as we move forward in this, are we going to go into a nuclear war? You know, Stephen Cohen went on with Tucker Carlson last week, said I'm more worried about nuclear war than I've ever been in my life, at least since the Cuban Missile Crisis. And I remember the prelude to the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember Nikita Khrushchev going to the UN, taking off his shoe and pounding the podium and saying, we will bury you. Well, I tell you what, people in America took that as a threat. I was a child, but I remember that. I remember how upset everybody was about that. I started paying attention to all the test footage of these nuclear blasts where they had the little towns that were set up with the mannequins inside. You could see this blast coming and the blast would go out and then pull everything back. You see these mannequins in the homes that looked like contemporary homes at the time. I tell you what, that gave me nightmares. Gave me nightmares. Should give you nightmares. When we've got people like Nikki Haley acting like Nikita Khrushchev. Yeah, little Nikki. The second little Nikki. But it's okay, isn't it? It's okay when Nikki Haley does it, not when Nikita does it. She is as provocative and irresponsible as Nikita Khrushchev. And remember that, as I point out in this New American article, and we got Alex Newman joining us in the next hour to talk about TPP. Is that going to be coming back? President Trump is now making statements to U.S. senators and others. Well, maybe we'll get back into TPP. As New American points out, it was unjust and tyrannical that the U.S. dominated Eastern Europe and reduced its nations to satellite states. Nevertheless, direct American military action there was unthinkable. And when this principle was violated, when the Soviets began installing nuclear missiles in Cuba, it led to the 13-day military standoff that brought us to the brink of nuclear war. Yet, as Tucker Carlson pointed out, American officials have boasted about killing more than 200 Russian citizens in recent weeks. Is this smart? Is this smart to do this? Or is it absolutely irresponsible? Is it brinksmanship taking us to the point of World War III? See, people in Russia today are as afraid and uncertain of the future as Americans were when Nikita Khrushchev started pounding the podium. Now you've got Nikki pounding the podium for war. We all should be afraid of this. And just understand that they don't really care about starting a nuclear war. They've got their bunkers. Do you have your bunkers? Did you learn anything from that little exercise they had in Hawaii, that little false alarm? You're going to stick your kids in the concrete drain and hope that they somehow survive the blast? Because that's all the protection you're going to get. These people have their underground bunkers, these Dr. Strangeloves who think, yeah, it's worth it. Let's do it. All right, stay with us. Be right back.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're fighting the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Yeah, here's something pretty crazy. We've got confirmation hearings for current CIA Director Mike Pompeo to become Secretary of State. And there's a back and forth between Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a man who's probably going to be running for president in the next election cycle. And he interviews Pompeo. And here's what he has a problem with. Now, I was just talking about the fact that we had Nikita Khrushchev banging on the podium saying, we will bury you. Then they start putting missiles into Cuba and so forth, created the Cuban Missile Crisis. Everybody in America was concerned about that. This guy is an aggressive madman and so forth. And yet we've got Mike Pompeo in his confirmation hearings bragging about the fact that we just recently killed hundreds of Russians in Syria. That's not what Cory Booker has a problem with. This is beyond bizarre. Can't even make this stuff up. And let's put this in perspective. Let's imagine that a Middle Eastern country that is friendly to the United States, let's say Jordan, for example, where we currently have a massive troop drill there, 4,000 U.S. troops there in Jordan, right at the border of Syria, holding an exercise as we've got Nikki Haley and John McCain demanding that we put troops into Syria. Oh, well, hey, they're right there. Well, it's just, go ahead and put them right on in. But let's imagine that Russia had started a regime change in Jordan, friendly to us, Jordan, and started a civil war. And Jordan asked for our help. I mean, we've got 4,000 troops right there right now doing exercises there. And so we go in at the invitation of Jordan, and we are fighting against a bunch of Islamic terrorists that Russia is using as, this is a hypothetical, that Russia is using to tear down that country and destroy it. And this is a civil war. Let's imagine that we're now 5-6 years into it, just like we are in Syria. 500,000 people killed. Let's imagine it's that kind of scenario. And even though we have been invited in by the Jordanian government to help them, the Russians decide that they're going to invade in Jordan as well, not content with having started a civil war for regime change. And then let's assume that Russia kills several hundred American troops, and then brags about it. How would we take that? And yet Mike Pompeo does this about Syria. We were not invited into Syria. We were the ones who started the civil war in Syria. We are the ones who are acting as Al-Qaeda's Air Force and Navy in Syria. We're the ones who are trying to keep the civil war going that has been lasting for so many years and 500,000 people killed. And then we brag about the fact that the Russians who were invited in there by the sovereign state of Syria, that we killed hundreds of them in Syria. But that's not what Cory Booker has a problem with. Cory Booker has a problem with the fact that Mike Pompeo holds traditional Christian beliefs on marriage between one man and one woman. And let me add that this isn't simply a Christian belief. This is something that the pagan Greeks, who widely were open about their homosexuality, they never had homosexual marriage. And so this is something that every culture in the West has never had. Homosexual marriage. And so, because Mike Pompeo holds to Christian beliefs on traditional marriage, that disqualifies him. Not because we do regime change and civil war and then brag about killing Russians in Syria. This is the crazy world in which we live. And then it gets crazier. We got New Yorker magazine in an article that was published on Friday says Chick-fil-A is infiltrating New York City in no small part because of its pervasive Christian traditionalism. So Chick-fil-A is invading New York City, according to the New York magazine. And as MRC TV points out, no publication in the country, including the New Yorker, would ever dream of insulting a restaurant that was owned by persons of any other faith other than Christianity. And we don't have a problem with starting and getting involved in and invading other sovereign countries and killing other people who were invited by that sovereign country to try to stop the Civil War. We don't have a problem bragging about that, and we don't have a problem with people like that becoming Secretary of State. But you better not hold to any traditional values of marriage. This is how morally reprobate America is. It beggars belief. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Alex Newman, New American.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back, I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk about TPP. It looks like we may have a reversal of President Trump's policies on that as well. That was the first thing that President Trump did as he took office, and we applauded it. It was the right thing to do. But now he's talking about a reversal. Maybe we can get in, he said. And these were reports that came out of a meeting with senators and Larry Kudlow and the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer. To look at reentering the TPP negotiations. At first, I looked at this and thought, well, it's Ben Sass out of Nebraska. He's a never-Trumper. I don't really give too much credence to this, but these reports have been building. Many people are reporting this besides Senator Ben Sass. And so I wanted to talk to Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com. And let's talk about this, Alex. What do you think is behind this? I mean, is this merely, let's talk about TPP. Is this merely a bad trade deal? You and I both know that's not really what TPP is about, is it?
That's right. Well, thank you so much for having me on, David. I really appreciate it. And you're right. It's not about whether it's a good or a bad trade deal. That's not even the point. The real problem with TPP, it is a bad trade deal. It's a terrible trade deal. It'll continue hollowing out our economy, continue shipping our jobs overseas so that our workers can be replaced with slave laborers in Vietnam or in Brunei or whatever. But the real problem with it isn't even the harm it's going to do to our economy. The real problem with it is the absolute assault on our ability to govern ourselves as a free and independent people. This basically takes our national sovereignty, puts it through a shredder, sets up these international kangaroo so-called tribunals where you're basically going to have representatives of a communist dictatorship in Vietnam, representatives of an Islamic dictatorship, representatives of corrupt third world governments overruling our elected officials, our courts. You also have these international bureaucracies. In fact, Senator Jeff Jeff Sessions back when he was a senator. Now he's the attorney general. He hit the nail on the head. He said what this does is it creates basically a European Union style government over the United States and these 11 other governments to rule over us without our consent. They can change the agreement. They can invite other countries into other governments into the agreement. It is an absolute disaster for freedom, and it's another important building block for the New World Order that they're always talking about.
Absolutely. And Jeff Sessions at the time, and he was, to his credit, this is one of the reasons I've been so disappointed in him as Attorney General. To his credit, he was the only senator who not only read the TPP, but he created a full presentation to other senators, most of whom wouldn't even bother to show up. So it goes on to C-SPAN. But he pointed out, he said, this is a living document. In other words, there's nothing here that gives us any control over this, and they can modify this document the day after it is ratified. You create this supranational organization, and they can, by fiat, change every aspect of these trade negotiations. We don't have a say-so on that. We don't get to pick the people there, and we don't have a veto over that. We don't have any representation over it. It is management of our economy without any kind of representation.
That's right. And it's flatly unconstitutional. You know, our Constitution is very clear that Congress has the responsibility to regulate trade with foreign nations, not a Pacific Union government that's going to decide things without our consent. And, you know, people need to realize, too, these threats are not theoretical. These are not hypothetical threats. These are already happening. Just a couple of years ago, the World Trade Organization came out and they said, oh, well, it's against World Trade Organization rules for the United States to have a country of origin labeling. So basically, you know, we had a law that if you want to ship meat into America from China or whatever, you had to label it on there where it came from. So the World Trade Organization said, no, that's not acceptable. And right away, our government, you know, picked up and danced to the tune, got rid of the requirement. They overruled our Congress. These are unelected, unaccountable. Many of them are representatives of brutal dictatorships, mass murders. It's totally crazy, David. And, you know, Trump was 100% right on the campaign trail. He called this a rape of our country. Then in Asia, you know, in November, he was speaking in Vietnam, actually, about the TPP. He said, we're not going to do any more of these trade agreements with multiple members because they surrender our sovereignty. They tie our hands. They're impossible to enforce. So, I mean, Trump was hitting home run after home run. And it seems like, you know, he's got too many globalists whispering in his ears. I don't know what the problem is. Now he says, oh, now we just need a better deal. Well, that's not the problem. The problem is not that it's not a good deal. It's that it shreds our sovereignty.
And as you pointed out, he's made it clear over and over again, it seemed like he understood what the issue was. He said, we're not going to do multilateral trade deals. We're going to do bilateral trade deals. We're going to negotiate one-on-one with the U.S. and Britain. We're going to negotiate one-on-one with the U.S. and China and so forth. And that is the way to do these deals. It's not to say that you're protectionist because you're going to do bilateral agreements between us and one other party at a time. That's the way we retain our sovereignty. But if you turn this over to a multilateral organization, then you have absolutely no say-so as to what's happening. And as you point out, you know, he's going to Vietnam. This is one of the signatories to this. Even if we retained any say-so, which we don't really in this, it puts Vietnam at the same level as the United States. Why would we surrender our influence, let alone our sovereignty, to this type of thing? This is the insanity of this approach. And President Trump knows better. Why would he bring this up? What do you think causing this to come back up to the surface?
I think a big part of the problem is the people he is surrounded with. You know, take Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin. This guy has been an ardent advocate of the TPP. He already says he's in high-level negotiations. Yeah, that's right. He's a member of the Skull and Bones Secret Society at Yale that George Bush and John Kerry were members of. He's got a lot of suspicious connections, as you mentioned, Goldman Sachs. He was a high-ranking executive there. And so I think that's a big part of the problem. Then we have Robert Lightsticker, who's the U.S. Trade Representative, another globalist, member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So he's got all these people giving him all this terrible advice. You know, the attack on Syria, you know, I've been watching you guys' programming, and, you know, I think we're all incredibly disappointed. But there seems to be something happening here that Trump is being just misled in an incredible way. To his credit, he did come out on Twitter afterward and say, well, you know, we're going to have to see about that. We've already got bilateral deals with half of these countries. We're working on one with Japan. But, you know, the globalists are just liars. If you look at the, you know, the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, came out with a tweet after Trump announced this possibility of rejoining the TPP. He said, oh, this is excellent news. We're going to be able to hold China accountable. I mean, for him, it is, right? But he said, we're going to be able to hold China accountable. And this is such a big lie, David. In fact, last time I was on your program, we talked about what a farce this is. The CFR is really responsible for building the communist dictatorship in China into the massive threat it is today. The idea that we're going to control China by entering the TPP, when we already know, you know, Secretary of State John Kerry at the time invited China to join the TPP. So they think That's American right. people are foolish, that we're idiots, and apparently they think Trump is too, and they're trying to play him, is what it looks like to me.
That's one of the most amazing things to me, what you just brought up, the fact that they have consistently said that the TPP is a counter to Chinese dominance in trade. Nothing of the sort. Just as we point out that it's a living document and they can change all the different aspects of it the next day. The next day, they can add China to this group as well. And as you point out, John Kerry and others have already been begging China to become part of that. I think when we look at this, the thing that stands out to me about this, Alex, is the fact that it mirrors, because at the same time we had the Trans-Pacific Partnership, we also had the Transatlantic Partnership being proposed. And this all mirrors the grand strategy of Zbigniew Brzezinski and the trilateral position. Let's create a massive trans-Asian group. And they always do this economically first. Then let's do that. We already got the European Union over there. But these two agreements, the transatlantic and the transpacific, what it does is it ties us together. We become the central spine that these two wings are tied to. And they always looked at this, said we're going to have the North American area, we're going to have the European area, we're going to have the Asian area, and those will be the trilateral commission. That was what Zbigniew Brzezinski put out there. Then once they get those three groups together, then they just have one more step to consolidate it into a worldwide union.
That exactly, David. And that is exactly what's going on here. In fact, Henry Kissinger even outlined this strategy very recently in his book, World Order, that came out, I think, in the end of 2014. Said the contemporary quest for the new world order involves building regional orders in all the regions of the world, by which he means regional governments, the European Union, the African Union, the Union of South American States, all these different unions of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, NAFTA, and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay with us. We've got to take a break. We're talking to Alex Newman of The New American. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about the sovereignty-killing TPP that President Trump is now reportedly taking another look at. What is going on here? And what is the real danger and the real plan behind this? We'll be right back.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Alex Newman of TheNewAmerican.com, and we're talking about TPP. Last week on Thursday, of course, everybody has moved on with Syria and so forth. We have a very limited attention span here. But President Trump tweeted out, said, would only join TPP if the deal were substantially better than the deal offered to President Obama. We already have bilateral, he puts that all uppercase, we already have bilateral deals with 6 of the 11 nations in TPP and are working to make a deal with the biggest of those nations, Japan, who has hit us hard on trade for years. And so the question is, well, if we've got bilateral trade, and if President Trump has said that bilateral trade is what he wants to see rather than having our trade managed by some multinational, multilateral, supranational organization, which is what TPP would do, why is this even being brought up? And we've had senators who were at an economic meeting with President Trump on the same day coming out and saying that he was going to deputize Larry Kudlow and the U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lightsinger. I guess is the way he pronounces it, Lightsinger, to look at reentering the TPP negotiations. This is absolutely amazing when we look at this, Alex. And again, the question is, why would President Trump do this when he knows that bilateral trade agreements serve us better, that this is a sovereignty issue, not just merely a bad deal?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really important question, David, and I wish I could talk to President Trump myself and ask him.
Yeah.
My guess is, you know, these advisors, he's got now John Bolton, another, you know, neocon warmonger from the Council on Foreign Relations. He's got all these deep state swamp creatures giving him this bad advice and telling him things that simply aren't true. You know, oh, we're going to contain China by surrendering our sovereignty to a trans-Pacific Union. And unfortunately, you know, as we were talking about before the break, this is critical to moving us toward the new world order that they talk about openly in public.
Yes.
You know, they realize that they cannot go just straight to a world system. They have to first divide the world up into regions. And people don't realize in America, especially, a lot of these regions are very far advanced now. You have a South American parliament. You have an African Union military force. So you have these regional governments now that are extremely strong, that are extremely powerful. They have their own currencies, their own parliaments. And as Henry Kissinger explained in his book, world order. Once you have all the regional governments in place, you have to link them together. And so as you were explaining, you know, you have the TPP dealing with the Pacific, then you have the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership to lock up that part of the world, and suddenly they're all part of this new global system under the guise of trade. And people need to realize this is the exact same thing that happened in the European Union. Oh, it's just the European Free Trade Agreement, or what do you hate, trade? And then, oh, just kidding, now it's the European Community. Oh, now it's going to be the European Union. And now basically you have no more sovereignty and you'll do what we say. And that's the same trajectory we've been on for generations. And I thought Trump was going to put a stop to that. I hope he still will. He did the right thing right in the beginning of his administration, but we are in danger now.
And you've had these organizations that have come out, and of course, you know, we said, look, the real target of the of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, is a North American Union. Oh, you're a bunch of conspiracy theorists. And yet we have these organizations, New American Century and so forth, coming out, I think is the name of it. It was New American something. But it's just an organization that's affiliated with George Soros, and they write this paper talking about how we're going to have a common border around Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. That border will be patrolled by Homeland Security and so forth. So they're looking at a gradual step as they start out. You point out, starts out with trade. Then they start moving into sovereignty issues, just like we saw in the European Union, going to the euro. Then when that doesn't work out, they start taking the sovereignty of individual countries like the Greek democracy. They just wipe that out, as Nigel Farage said. You've gone to the cradle of democracy, and you replace their elections with an appointed Goldman Sachs banker. That's the way this is going to look. And then as that starts to fail, as the European Union and these central banks start to fail, then they come in and say, well, we need a political union because that's the only way that we can make this economic union work. So it begins as a trade block, and then it begins, they add other aspects of sovereignty into it. As those things begin to fail, they say, well, we got to go all the way to a political union.
That's exactly right. And you know, what was happening here in North America, this became crystal clear. You know, we in the New American, we started warning about this back in 2004, 2005. We did a special issue that we reached a million people with, got a million copies of that out. And, the kind of the brain behind this whole idea, Robert Pastor at the Council on Foreign Relations, who's passed away now, he wrote in his book shortly before he died, he blamed the John Birch Society and the Eagle Forum for stopping his grandiose schemes for North America. But we now have smoking gun proof that this was their plan. Thank you to WikiLeaks. Big shout out to WikiLeaks. They got some of these documents from the U.S. Embassy in Ottawa. And I encourage people to go read this. I mean, they're talking about a North American parliament, a North American currency, a North American military, as you mentioned, you know, a common security perimeter, a common border around North America. So that's one of the reasons why our southern border is wide open. They want millions of illegal immigrants coming in here to facilitate the breakdown of nation states. You know, Hungary's prime minister, Viktor Orban, has also hit the nail on the head here in terms of the agenda with the mass migration. It's to break down the nation state, move us toward regional and eventually global government. And if we don't stand up, and that includes stopping these so-called free trade agreements, we're going to lose it all.
Yeah, and that's why Nancy Pelosi can say, hey, it's just a community with a border running through it. You know, this border, isn't it? To her, the border between the U.S. and Mexico is no more different than the border between Texas and Oklahoma. Because she already is thinking in terms of a North American Union. And I think it's very telling, you know, go back and look at Zbigniew Brzezinski having those three different areas. And when we look at these two agreements, America was the central spine. And so with President Trump coming out of that, now there's a lot of pressure on that. You've got some of these states now coming back and saying, well, we think it's too late. We've got 11 of us now that are remaining, and it was originally 12 nations in TPP. The 11 of us are going to go ahead and move into this union, and it's too late for the U.S. to come in. But I think, Alex, and I imagine you probably agree with me, that they don't want President Trump to be the one to even negotiate the reentry. They're going to get America to come back into the TPP is going to continue without America. And at some point in the future, they'll add America, then they'll add China and so forth and so on. I think that's what's going to happen in the future.
That's absolutely the plan, David, exactly as you outlined it. And we know because they've told us this. We don't even have to speculate. I mean, John Kerry was absolutely clear. He said, we want communist China to join the TPP. So any globalist, a CFR member hack who tells you that we're going to contain China by surrendering our sovereignty and shipping all our manufacturing jobs overseas is just lying to you. It's that simple. Yeah. They're lying. I mean, it's possible that they're, you know, a useful idiot, but these high-ranking people like Richard Haass and Henry Kissinger, they know exactly what the plan is, and that is the plan to build regional orders, as they describe them, regional governments, followed by their little new world order.
And you know, we look at this, the truism is that personnel equals policy. Well, if you want to know who these personnel are, take a look at their relationships. It's not a thing off the side of no interest to say these guys are part of the Council on Foreign Relations or, you know, the Trilateral Commission or whatever. A lot of these groups, that shows what their orientation is, just like it shows what their orientation is to say they're Goldman Sachs bankers. I mean, that defines them. And then you know where these people are coming from. You put them in these personnel situations, that's going to define the policy. I think that's really what's happening here. You know, we look at Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt has been spot on. He is the one person in the Trump administration that has done what President Trump said was going to be done because he agrees with them on the issues, and he's been bold and fearless in doing this. That's why he's under so much attack. But other than that, President Trump has put in a lot of people in these policy positions that really don't agree with him on these issues.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, so
hey, David, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much for bringing attention to this issue. People need to know.
Yes, absolutely. And as always, Alex Newman and the New American have been on the point of this for a very long time. You wonder what's going on with the North American Union, TPP, world government. That's a great place to look at. They back up their sources. And I'm David Knight. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
The reason InfoWars Life has 5-star ratings on major third-party sites is because I want products I'm going to use for my family. I take this, my family takes this, and then it funds the operation with the most hardcore, truthful information you're going to find anywhere. So what you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com.
If I ever forget to take them, like, I'm having noticeable difference. I don't feel good. The nascent iodine is one of the ones that was life-changing for me.
Yeah, I actually have just run out of my super female. I had a few bottles at my house, and I've been taking it again, hitting the gym once again. Mm. Very exciting, feeling great, looking good. So, and I know my hair is luxurious once again. So obviously the super female is amazing. I love it.
Nascent iodine is essential. Survival Shield X2. If there's one product that I would say is life-changing, that I would suggest, it's Nascent Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's got a 5-star rating.
It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
I want to get back to the comedy report that came out here. And again, I think it really is a comedy hour. It was old James Comey. It is a joke that has gone on for a very long time. And as Trey Gowdy said, he said, I can't think of anybody who's done a better job of politicizing the FBI than James Comey. You know, he's taking this holier-than-thou attitude. And everybody is able to see through this quite easily. I think this is going to go down just like Michael Wolff's book. But when we go back and look at the politicization that Comey brought to the FBI, I think one good example of this is his wife. Here's a quick little clip about the politicization of James Comey's wife.
My wife and girls marched in the Women's March the day after President Trump's inauguration. At least my four daughters, probably all five of my kids, wanted Hillary Clinton to be the first woman president. I know my amazing spouse did.
I wanted a woman president really badly, and I supported Hillary Clinton. A lot of my friends worked for her, and I was devastated when she lost.
We would have never known that James Comey was in the tank for Hillary Clinton. I mean, who knew before the George Stephanopoulos interview that he was in the tank for Hillary Clinton? But one of the things that he's done is, in his desperation to vindicate himself, he's actually incriminated himself more by saying that he thought that Hillary Clinton was going to become president. He needed to protect her as president. He needed to legitimize her as president. So he was playing games with the investigation in order to legitimize her. That's not what he's supposed to do. I mean, it showed how totally politicized he was. But I think the other thing that's interesting in all of this is the fact that on Friday, again, nobody caught this because of everything else that was happening with Syria, but we've got former acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe responding angrily to the findings of the Inspector General report and alleging that other DOJ officials leaked to the media, and also now questioning Comey's value as a witness. So we've got all of these rats not only jumping ship, but they're also ratting each other out. I think that is the most interesting thing about this. All these rats off the ship and ratting each other. We've had Comey in this interview and in his book dumping on Obama and on Loretta Lynch. Now we've got McCabe dumping on Comey and on other DOJ officials. As I pointed out, McCabe raised over $500,000 on GoFundMe before the release of the report, showing that he made false statements to investigators as well as Comey. So McCabe, another one of these career politicians, very high ranking, so in their mind, that means that there is absolutely nothing for which they should be fired. And to them, it is an outrage. To them, they think that this is the destruction of our way of government, because to them, they are the government. The permanently entrenched bureaucracy that has job security that nobody else in the world has. How dare you do this? This is why they think it's a constitutional crisis, because the deep state thinks that they have jobs for life, and no matter what they do, they can't be taken out. And so both McCabe and Comey are absolutely incensed that they were fired, even though it was for good reason. Everybody, Republican and Democrat. I mean, we had Lanny Davis coming after. So you got Comey going after Obama and Lynch. And then you've got Lanny Davis, longtime friend of Hillary Clinton's, coming after Comey, saying he is a lying renegade narcissist. Then you've got McCabe coming after Comey, saying that he doesn't have any value as a witness because he's a lying scumbag. And then also saying, I wasn't the only one at the Department of Justice that was leaking information to the media. I mean, it is a circular firing squad by these rats that are part of the real collusion. The real collusion was the FBI, the deep state, the bureaucracy, the DNC, all of them together against President Trump. And these are the people who are running the investigation. And as I've said many times, when you look at this dirty dossier, this filthy fiction, it is another example of a projection that these people put out. I find it always interesting that when they make up charges about somebody else, they put in things that project their dark internal soul onto other people. I can just imagine them sitting around and coming up with something, say, let's do something that's really going to be embarrassing. What would we do? Oh, yeah. I mean, because who other than somebody with a totally depraved mind would even imagine what was in that dirty dossier? That was beyond the pale. Some real pervert, and they've got plenty of them in the Democrat Party, came up with that dossier and got Christopher Steele to put that together. And quite frankly, I'll just mention again, even though I was talking about the Skripal case and I didn't get into it, this guy, this double agent, or I would say this triple agent, Sergei Skripal, was somebody who continued to work with the agent who had recruited him, and the guy who was running all this stuff was Christopher Steele at the time. He was still in contact with these people. And that whole situation there may have had something to do. Who knows? I mean, certainly there's more of a motivation there than it is for the Russians to do some kind of a chemical attack in UK. These connections between MI6 and between Christopher Steele and between the Sergei Skripal all being connected to this dossier as people are starting to dig into this, as these rats are starting to do a circular firing squad. To me, that is, you want to start looking at motivation. If you want to solve a problem, if you want to solve a crime, instead of just using it as a pretense for what you want to do, you just need to start looking at motivation. And that was one of the first things that started to raise questions in my mind about the stories we were being told by Theresa May, Nikki Haley, Boris Johnson, these others. It's just motivation. Didn't make any sense. Then the fact that they didn't want to have an investigation, the fact that they said 36 hours, blah, 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 and the chief of police is saying, this is going to take us months, and I've got a crew of 200 some odd people on this thing. We don't have any idea what's going on here. Forget about it. Let's just do the sanctions. Let's throw all the diplomats out. Let's invade Syria and so forth. I mean, it couldn't be clearer what is happening with this. But going back to McCabe, the report found that McCabe was the source of the leak to the Wall Street Journal about an FBI probe of the Clinton Foundation, reports Jonathan Turley. He said McCabe previously said that Comey was informed of the leak and that it was routine. The report said it was not routine. It was not in the public interest. Rather, the report found that it was in McCabe's interest. And here's a quote from the Inspector General's report. We concluded that McCabe's decision to confirm the existence of the CF investigation through an anonymously sourced quote was designed to advance his personal interests at the expense of department leadership, and it was clearly not within the public interest exception. Now, Jonathan Turley goes on to say, unfortunately, Trump tweeted again and tweeted himself off the high road with a breathless tweet declaring that McCabe lied, 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 and that all the Russian allegations were all made up by this den of thieves and lowlives. He said, however, it was the den of thieves and lowlives that investigated and implicated McCabe. But let's understand, folks, that when President Trump is talking about that, he's talking about the circular firing squad, all these rats turning on each other. That doesn't make any... He understands how many of these people at the top were lying rats and how they were liars, and that's really what he's talking about. This is an organization that, in spite of the people that are left behind, is hopelessly corrupt, hopelessly lying. And even though you've had some of these people now expose some of this, it may be simply because it's in their own best interest. And so this report that came out on Friday, and nobody paid any attention to it because you don't pay any attention to reports that come out on Friday, especially when there's military action that's launched, it claimed a lack of candor by Andrew McCabe. It also details Justice Department influence to close a multi-state investigation into the Clinton Foundation. Ooh, there you go. See, you want to talk about obstruction of justice? Why would the Department of Justice close a multi-state investigation in the Clinton Foundation? As Charles Ortel has pointed out, there's a lot of attorneys general in various states that are looking into the dirty dealings of the Clinton Foundation. And not only that, but there are foreign governments who are looking into it as well. The Clinton Foundation, as Charles Ortel has pointed out many times, the Clinton Foundation never even registered as a legitimate charity. That means that any of these globalist organizations that contributed money to them could find that they have to pay all that money back, plus massive penalties and interest and so forth. It could be ruinous to many of these organizations. to have participated in this racketeering, corrupt organization that the Clinton Foundation is. And now the Attorney General, the Inspector General has said, the Justice Department shut down those investigations. Why would Loretta Lynch do that? The plot thickens. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Dye.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We need to fund this operation, ladies and gentlemen, and I make it really easy. We went out and looked at what the top nootropics or brain pills are that are healthy for energy, stamina, mental clarity, you name it. And we created a stronger formula than some of the best-selling formulas out there. It's very simple. We went out and looked, what is the top? What is the best? We'll just put even more product in. We'll make it better. Leading competitors put $2 a product in it, sell it for $60. We put $10 in it and sell it for $30. It's $19.95 right now. So you get an incredible top-of-the-line nootropic for $19.95. Believe me, we're selling it for $35 on average. We need that $15-$20 we make to fund this operation in the face of the globalists, the rest of it. But I'm doing this because we got a ton of it coming in 2 weeks. I want to sell it all out before the big supply comes in, and I want people that haven't tried BrainForce to try it and find out why. It's got 6,000 plus five-star reviews. It's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life BrainForce Plus is our number one selling product by leaps and bounds, and for a good reason. Going back about 5 years ago, we did research on what top-selling nootropics were, what were most popular, what were best, what people liked, and we made it even stronger. Then we cut the price because leading competitors have 5 to 7 times markup. We only have 150%, and then it helps fund our operation. Well, now it's 50% off. That means we've got a 25% markup, and we've got it paired with the real red pill that takes about 7 days to kick in. BrainForce takes about 30 minutes. But the two go together. It's the mind and body challenge. They're both 50% off individually, or together they're 50% off and free shipping with the combo at InfoWarsLife.com. But it's got to end in a couple days because both of these bestsellers are about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com to get your BrainForce Plus and real red pill today.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We have one more segment here, and I'd like to talk just a little bit more about Andrew McCabe. and what came out in this Inspector General report. I think this is going to continue to build on this story. Interesting that this was pretty much buried by the Syrian attack, but also that they buried it and talked about Comey. This is very serious, what came out here. And the fact that not only were there questions about McCabe, he was fingered by the Department of Justice Inspector General, saying that he had done this stuff against the, he had leaked information against the public interest, against his authority to do so, but also talking about the shutdown of the investigation by the Department of Justice, an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, an investigation that was in August of 2016. This is 3 months before the election, folks. And the Department of Justice, Obama's Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch's Department of Justice, shut down this investigation. This came out on Friday. Nobody's really talking about this. The FBI had ongoing field investigations of the Clinton Foundation in New York, L.A., and Little Rock, Arkansas, as well as Washington, D.C., all the places where they love to hang out. The multi-city investigation was launched when agents found suspicious activity between a foreign donor and Clinton Foundation activity in the L.A. area. So this is in the middle of an election, and you've got a foreign donor engaged in quote-unquote suspicious activity with the Clinton Foundation in the middle of this election, just a couple of months before the election, and they decide they're going to shut this down, and they put pressure on it. But listen to what FBI Assistant Director Ronald Hosko told the Daily Caller Foundation. He said the pressure for ending the investigation was issued by a phone call, not in a written document. They didn't want to have anything in writing here, not even an email. He said they did it in a phone call, which is maybe a little more difficult to serve up as evidence, says FBI Director, Assistant Director Ronald Hosko. He said by giving a verbal order, the Justice Department, quote, chose not to document it by design. In other words, they're deliberately doing this. They're deliberately doing it by verbal order, so there is no paper trail to this. Kind of like Comey's memos. Remember when Comey was talking about all these memos? And everybody said, well, that's kind of interesting. He has all these memos that he's recording. Shouldn't he, as FBI director, and he really was obliged to do this, to record these in an official capacity? So there would have been a time and date stamp on this showing when he had actually made these statements in his memos. Without that, they are just as useless as evidence as these verbal orders that were put out there by design. And so when we look at Comey's memos, he supposedly wrote these memos to himself. He didn't record them with anybody. He didn't memorialize them in any way, as is the policy for the FBI to do this type of thing. If he has any concerns, he should have made that clear. He should have recorded it. But no, he just does these memos. And then you've got the Justice Department in the middle of the election, final months of the election, suspicious activity from a foreign donor to the Clinton Foundation. And they open up investigations in New York, L.A., Little Rock, and Washington, D.C., and then the Justice Department picks up the phone and says, shut it down. And the current, or rather former FBI Assistant Director says, yeah, we know what this is all about. He says it makes it harder to reconstruct, but that might be part of the goal, right? You can bet it is. Meanwhile, we got the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the thing that Elizabeth Warren loves so much. It's out there protecting you as consumers, isn't it? Well, maybe not so much. They confirmed in the middle of last week that they'd had 240 hack attacks and another 800 suspected hack attacks. And they have lost, get this, folks, this is how they're protecting you. They lost your mortgage information. They lost Social Security numbers. They lost personal banking information of scores of Americans. And this is according to congressional testimony. They're trying to keep the extent of this back right now because it is so dangerous. This is the government, always out there to protect you, just like the CFPB out there trying to protect you. No, they're protecting themselves. This is the organization. Remember that when the first director, because this is a brand new organization, it's going to get pretty bad. Just like we've seen these other bureaucracies metastasize, this one is going to be one of the worst you have ever seen. Because after the first director resigned, President Trump goes on to say, well, I'm going to appoint so-and-so. And this woman who was the associate or the deputy director said, no, I'm in charge here. You don't get President Trump. You don't get to appoint anybody here. We're an independent agency. I mean, this is the way these people act now. They are a law unto themselves. I mean, first we saw it with the Federal Reserve. this private organization that gets to manipulate our economy by manipulating interest rates and the money supply and so many other things. And then we see the IRS that does whatever they wish and investigates people but isn't held to the same standard, used as a political weapon against other people. But now we've got all these organizations out there. They write the laws. They call them regulations, which is even more insidious because by that little fiction, they pretend that because it's a regulation and not a law, you don't get any of the protections that are in the Bill of Rights. In the Bill of Rights, you have the presumption of innocence. You have a guarantee of due process. You have prohibition against excessive fines. They say that if it's a regulation, you don't have any of those things. And we see these organizations doing this over and over again. The CFPB can't even protect your data. And we see this over and over. The federal government losing all this information about federal employees. Nothing that is in a on a computer, nothing that is on the cloud is secure. And this should scare everybody, especially as we look at the fact that our government, military and otherwise, continue to put things into areas that are that are hackable by cyber attacks. I think this is really the most dangerous aspect. As we look at the American military, yes, we've got a lot of hardware. And we got a big Navy, a big military, big Army and so forth. But what's going to happen when this technology that runs all these sophisticated weapons is hacked? The very thing that is making these weapons so sophisticated is the very Achilles heel that could shut them down. You don't have to have countries that have spent trillions of dollars on their military. They can spend far, far, far less than that and get a couple of good hackers, and they can probably shut down the entire U.S. military. That day is coming. That day is coming, and we should be very concerned about that. Scientists are now saying that the EU's got a robotic bill of rights. This is something that's on the Drudge Report. 156 robotics and AI experts from 14 countries blasted the EU for trying to enforce what they called nonsensical and non-pragmatic regulations that could ultimately violate the rights of people. We see this over and over again. Animal rights, but no rights for humans. No rights for the babies. The human babies, but let's protect the baby seals. And no human rights, but we're going to protect the rights of robotics. Okay, from the Euro News, I say creating a legal status of electronic person would be an ideological and nonsensical and non-pragmatic idea that's based on the perception of robots that's been distorted by science fiction. Yeah, this is not Isaac Asimov's world. Not yet, anyway. But that's, I think, a symptom of the world in which we live. The crazy upside-down world in which we live, where the Bill of Rights is being shredded at every level, and yet we're going to worry about the rights of robots that don't even exist yet. Here's one more example. The federal government, the U.S. FDA, which I would say, just as we look at the war on drugs and the DEA, there is no authorization for the federal government to be involved in any way, shape, or form in the food or the drugs that we consume. None whatsoever. We could have organizations that do testing on this. You know, we have Underwriters Lab. That's not a federal organization. It's not even a state organization. It's a private organization. They vet electronic equipment. They test it. They give it a seal. So, yeah, it's a great thing to have an independent source that is going to do safety testing on products. But it's not something that the federal government even has authority to do. And then look at the way it's being used by the FDA in this particular instance. You got a couple of farmers, and they're in Maryland. They have a dairy, Randy Sowers and his wife Karen, the South Mountain Creamery. They want to sell skim milk. Now, it's pasteurized, and what do you do with skim milk? Well, it's regular. It's not homogenized, right? It's pasteurized, so they heat it up, but it is not homogenized. And so you can just skim the cream off the top, and you get what is traditionally called skim milk. But the FDA says that that is going to have to be labeled as imitation skim milk. Why would they say that? Well, because by the FDA's definition, skim milk has to have added synthetic vitamins to it. And they said, no, we want to do natural skim milk. They said, no, by our definition, skim milk has to have synthetics in it. And if you don't have synthetics in it, then that doesn't match the definition of the FDA. This is the Kafkaesque world in which we live now, that real skim milk without any additives must be labeled as imitation skim milk because it doesn't have the synthetic vitamins. That is the insanity. That's what comes about when we allow our government to take control over our food, over our drugs. Oh, they're protecting us, right? Just like they did with opioids. And if they say that it's safe, it's safe. If they say there's no such thing as medical marijuana, then of course there's no such thing as medical marijuana. That's it for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining us.